WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan, next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Texas A&M football fans will have a second location to catch a shuttle bus. Tim Lomax of the A&M Transportation Institute says shuttles will run this season from downtown Bryan.
The thing that excites us is that we're going to be able to drop them right next to the MSC, so they're going to be right, real close to Kyle Field. We're going to have this connection that we've really wanted since the start of this game day plan of a full game weekend experience.
Lomax says the pickup and drop-off location is in front of the Clara B. Mounts Library, which is next door to downtown Bryan parking garage. Shuttles will also run from Momentum Plaza at University in Copperfield. A month ago, Brett Giroir says he was given the option to resign or be fired as chief executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Yesterday, Dr. Giroir posted on his Twitter account he's joining the Houston-based Texas Medical Center. The tweet says he'll be part of the center's Health Policy Institute and its Healthcare Technology Accelerator. The Bryan City Council saw no option but to return $615,000 in sales tax money overpaid by a local business. The unanimous vote during a special meeting yesterday followed Mike Sutherland asking questions of City Manager Keene Register, among others, to confirm the unidentified business had overpaid between 2010 and last year.
So we're just at the mercy of the state.
That we are. And if we, even if we say we're not going to do this, they're going to take it out of our future proceeds.
But there's a way to verify it so we can clear that it's not their mistake.
Chief Financial Officer Joe Hegwood added they're trusting the state controller's office, which granted the appeal after reviewing an audit submitted by the business. City reserves will cover the refund, which will be paid all at once to avoid a service charge of more than $12,000. College Station police caught and arrested one of two men seen taking tires and rims off a truck parked in a driveway early yesterday morning. The victim, who lives on Brussels Drive about one block east of Edelweiss Park, called about 3:30 and stayed on the phone with 911 dispatchers until officers arrived. 29-year-old Rodney Rayon Tates of Brenham was arrested for felony theft and evading. The second suspect, who was not caught, was described as a black man of slender build between 6 feet and 6'1". Bryan police dealt with a slow-speed chase with a pickup Monday night that was going between 8 and 14 miles per hour and was weaving in and out of oncoming traffic. The pursuit began at Finfeather and Pepper Tree, went south to F&B Road, then headed west before stopping at FM 2818 after part of the driver's side front wheel fell off from hitting curbs multiple times. The driver, 57-year-old Alvin Berlin Hill of Bryan, told officers, according to the arrest report, he had taken 5 muscle relaxer pills. Hill was arrested for DWI with 3 or more previous convictions. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has announced he'll seek a third full term in the Texas House in next year's election. Rainey has represented the 14th District since 2011 when he served the remainder of an unexpired term. His campaign announcement is on our website at WTAW.com. A House member from East Texas who is planning to run for state Senate wants the governor to call a special session so the state can stop issuing marriage licenses. David Simpson of Longview says an undue burden is being placed on county clerks who are issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
When the state has started redefining marriage and cheapening it, I think the best approach in protecting the institution of marriage is to divorce marriage from government.
Simpson says licenses should be issued by members of the clergy and notaries. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Sell Your Core Field. My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
It's 8:10. Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers, thunderstorms, they'll be popping up this afternoon in a few isolated spots, but much of the day is going to feature sunshine. It'll be breezy and quite warm. Temperatures up to 90 to maybe 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. More sun tomorrow with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 during the afternoon. It'll be breezy. Partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Lots of sunshine Friday with a high anywhere from 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I don't know, how far into the county did the showers go up into Bryan College Station yesterday? You know?
I don't know, but it was a gully washer at my house.
Well, I was heading back home around, I guess, drive time, and it was pretty thick over on the northwest side. Yeah, well, and what was neat was afterwards, it was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it had a nice breeze, and it was, 7 o'clock or so, I'm outside, because it was pleasant.
Yeah. And I walked right out of the gym, and it was the most comfortable I'd been in a long time.
Maybe that'll happen again today. We'll see. Anyhow, it's just, there is a lot of humidity and stuff out there, and we'll see. All right, so at Midland's Robert E. Lee High... Jason Bansky will be with us. He's running a few minutes late, so he'll join us in just a few minutes. At Midland's Robert E. Lee High School, where 31% of the student body is white, the football team is nicknamed the Rebels, and the fans sometimes fly the Confederate flags to show their support. The civil rights group has called for a change. The Texas Tribune identified 28 public schools in Texas named after Confederate leaders. Lee, Jefferson Davis, Stonewall Jackson, Albert Sidney Johnston. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Of those, five have a majority of white students. Okay, 28 schools, five have a majority of white students. Across the nation, there's been a greater scrutiny of the Confederate symbols and tributes after last month's fatal shooting, obviously. Some changes have already been made at the Texas schools. In Midland, the Confederate flag was eliminated as a school symbol in 1991. But Marissa Kent, a 2012 graduate, said many fans and supporters still use it, and some white students hang it in their truck windows. Now, a million years ago, in 1970, all right, state basketball tournament, I used to go over there and broadcast the games, and TJ of in Dallas, Thomas Jefferson. That's what they used, and we talked about it, I think, yesterday. They were called the Rebels. I mean, they had a yell called, "Give 'em hell, TJ, give 'em hell," in 1970, okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, they really were. They were in your face, and they were a pretty good basketball team. But they used Rebel flags, and it was, you know, a big deal. And again, that's a long, long time ago, and things have changed, but that is the way that it used to be. So anyhow, after the day after the Charleston shootings, the civil rights group called on Midland School District to change Lee's school name. District offices closed, of course, and the administrators couldn't be reached for comment on whether that's a possibility, so we'll see what happens. But that's what Texas Tribune found. The kind of discussion also will happen in the Houston ISD, where they have four schools that are named after Confederate leaders, including Lee High School. Their board president says that they will be renaming the school. They will propose renaming the schools fairly soon. So we'll see how all that goes. Okay. Cars.com, their annual 10th annual American Made Index, rates vehicles built and bought in U.S. America every year and reveals there are actually fewer and fewer cars that are made in America. Cars.com has three criteria for its index. Number one, the percentage of parts considered domestic under federal regs. Number two, whether the car is assembled in the U.S. And number three, overall U.S. sales. The company says that this year is the first in which fewer than 10 cars get the call of American made.
So again, the parts, and that's a big deal there, because many parts are made outside the United States now. But you know what, boys and girls? That lowers the price of your vehicle. Because if you were making them in union shops, and you... Oh, did I say
that? Yes, you did.
I'm sorry. Because they're being made in other countries where labor is not as expensive and they don't make unreasonable demand... Oh, dadgummit, I'm sorry.
You were just trying to get in trouble, aren't you?
Really. Anyway, they import those parts, and that's what keeps the price lower. So that's part of the deal. Anyhow, this year's list of eligible cars is down to 7, the smallest number ever, says their editor-in-chief. In their automotive blog, just 5 years ago, 29 cars qualified for the American-made index. Today, again, there are 7. Blame the shrinking content of domestic parts. Cars touted as American may be assembled here, but they are not made here. The parts are more often coming from countries with heavy industry skills still exist. Currently, the most all-American car is the Toyota Camry. The Toyota Camry. It is built in Kentucky and Indiana. So that's number one. Go ahead.
I was going to say there's a big Tacoma plant down in San Antonio.
There is. Toyota's Sienna is number 2. It's built in Princeton, Indiana. The Honda Odyssey, built in Lincoln, Alabama. Oh, thank God. The Chevrolet Traverse, built in Lansing, Michigan. The Acadia from GMC is built in Lansing, as is the Buick Enclave. And, of course, we know, and for quite a while, in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the Chevrolet Corvette.
And that's it. And buy American.
That's kinda.
Exactly.
Kinda. Anyway. Well, you know, there used to be a big facility in Arlington. GM has a big facility in Arlington, an assembly plant, I think. What? It's Ben Downs with a furrowed brow. What could it possibly be? I'm sorry.
I think I just misunderstood you. You don't want to know what I thought I heard you say.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that's what sort of stopped me in my tracks as I walked past the
station. No, we were talking about how American vehicles are not American-made anymore, so there you are.
Well, you know, I drive one.
I know you do. He drives one of those, and it's a hybridable, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Don't you have a hybrid?
I do indeed drive a hybrid.
Yeah, okay.
That's because in a flat-out start, I can kick your butt. By golly, that's a fast car.
Yeah.
Well, they start off pretty darn fast.
Did you hear the part where the most American-made car now is a Toyota Camry?
is it Canada? Is that where they mostly come from now?
Well, no. Toyota Camry is Georgia.
A minute. We've seen that Toyota truck. We've seen the Tundra plant in Dallas-Fort Worth.
No, it's in San Antonio.
This has to do with the overall parts that are involved.
But that's the problem, yeah.
Oh, assembly versus...
Yes, the assembly is supposed to actual manufacture. So we got that.
More lying statistics.
That's exactly right.
What about that Tesla, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Of course, there aren't many of those sold, are
there?
Not
a ton.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So I heard
expensive cars, but they certainly are.
That $35,000 model is supposed to come out, I think, in 2016 as a 2017 model.
2050.
Okay. Right. Once, yeah. No.
It comes with 2 tires, a chain, and 2 pedals.
I was going to say, once again.
I have a little more headphone juice here. I'm sorry.
There, how's that? Does that doesn't work.
That's not that knob. Try again.
It's not that knob either. I don't know. It's over here somewhere.
We'll just talk louder.
How's that? Is that better?
Can you speak up?
Yeah. That's actually. Okay. The deal is with those 10,000 cars.
10,000 watts of power is going to waste.
The thing is with those cars, though, just because you can afford to buy one doesn't mean you can afford to maintain one.
Very true.
That's true.
Another part of the equation.
It is.
Say, for example, you have a smart car.
Yeah.
Had.
I didn't.
Had.
I'm not saying anything about that.
Say you had a sports car.
That was...
what did we just say? Smart car.
Did that hurt your soul just a little bit when you read my plaintive memo written at 2 in the morning?
Yeah, a little bit. Because I've driven that thing.
Are we going to
being funny? Because I'll just laugh.
It's the only automatic I've ever driven that drives like a standard.
What? It drives like a 16-year-old girl.
It does.
Hello.
Hey, I thought I'd just pass this along. I actually saw one of those Teslas here in College Station on Highway 6 earlier this week.
There's a couple up here in town.
That's the good news. The bad news is it was on a flatbed tow truck, so make it what you will.
Yeah, thank you. Good point.
Our little smart car, which our beloved little smart car is not even on a flatbed tow trailer. It's just simply surrounded by insurance adjusters right now.
It had such a cute name, the Mint.
Is, yeah. Well, anyway, now it's going to have to be reminted, I guess.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The largest federal employee union has filed a lawsuit against the Federal Personnel Office and its leaders over a hack that exposed employees' personal data. The suit by the American Federation of Government Employees alleges that negligence by federal officials contributed to the cyber theft of private information on up to 18 million current and former employees or contractors. A federal judge has ruled that a Maui County, Hawaii ban on the cultivation of genetically engineered crops is preempted by federal and state law and therefore invalid. Monsanto and Dow Chemical both have research farms in the county. Maui voters passed the ordinance when they approved a ballot initiative last November. One of the five citizens who sponsored the initiative says his group will appeal. Argentina and Brazil will soon be able to export fresh beef into the U.S., Mexico, and Canada after a longtime ban. The U.S. had banned imports of Argentinian beef since 2001 to avoid a foot and mouth disease outbreak. And that's Your Money Now.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The largest federal employee union has filed a lawsuit against the Federal Personnel Office and its leaders over a hack that exposed employees' personal data. The suit by the American Federation of Government Employees alleges that negligence by federal officials contributed to the cyber theft of private information on up to 18 million current and former employees or contractors. A federal judge has ruled that a Maui County, Hawaii ban on the cultivation of genetically engineered crops is preempted by federal and state law and therefore invalid. Monsanto and Dow Chemical both have research farms in the county. Maui voters passed the ordinance when they approved a ballot initiative last November. One of the five citizens who sponsored the initiative says his group will appeal. Argentina and Brazil will soon be able to export fresh beef into the U.S., Mexico, and Canada after a longtime ban. The U.S. had banned imports of Argentinian beef since 2001 to avoid a foot and mouth disease outbreak. And that's your money now.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
With CUDA Sign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CUDA Sign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CUDA Sign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CUDA Sign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CUDA Sign now for just $1 per month. Go to CUDASign.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
826 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mayor Jason Byinski joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
I know. Kevin did, too.
I would have been here sooner, but that elevator's slow.
I know it is. Kevin overslept today, so there. Oh, I just busted him on the air. I probably wasn't supposed to do that.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's summertime. Things change.
I screwed up.
Yeah, that's it. That's anyway, appreciate you making it in here this morning. I'd like to go back to last week. One of the things that y'all decided that you were going to take a look at was feral cats and how they were treated within the city of Bryan with maybe a possible change to your animal ordinance. What did you hear there, and what were your thoughts?
Well, we're looking at our trap and release program and changing that. We've had a lot of people over the years approach the city about, catching these the feral cat cats in our community and spay and neutering them and then releasing them back into their colonies. Right now it's against city ordinance to do so, so we've been looking at changing that. It's not an additional expense to the city of Bryan. It's basically just a lot of organizations and individuals that care about the feral cat population, and it could reduce the cat population in our shelters, which costs the taxpayers $80-$90 per animal. So if we can reduce the pet population, then that could be a positive for the city of Bryan. So the whole council is very supportive of changing this, and we're hoping to come back here in the next 30 days with the new ordinance.
Sure. And I know that you've made mention in chambers and during the council meetings, and you also talked about a little bit here that you're looking at a new facility, an expanded facility to do things. So I did notice, I guess, last week that again, they were having kind of a fire sale on animals at your animal center. And there's nothing you can do about nature. That's just going to happen. Those numbers are going to go up. But in the interim, you are where you are now, and the idea of if we started today, we'd probably be at least 2 years away from having a new facility. Do you see that there's some sort of a plan that Bryan can, in the interim, handle the increasing animal populations that you've got?
Well, that gives me many things to talk about. Of course, we've got the dog days of summer going on.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Now, so we have dog and puppy adoptions for $10 at the animal center. So we are running some specials.
Right.
We have had an influx of dogs and cats here recently in Bryan, and so we're doing all we can to adopt those animals out. We're also talking about extending the amount of the number of animals that each individual in the city can have.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's four. We have many people that would like to adopt more animals, but I would like maybe five or six. I think there are some owners that are bad owners with one animal, and there's some owners that are bad owners with 20 animals. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's just because you have six doesn't mean you're a bad owner. We have a lot of people that foster animals in the city of Bryan, and so that's something else that we're looking at possibly amending also.
Right. I'd like for you to expand, Jason Bainsky joining us this morning, I'd like for you to expand a little bit about the discovery that a business in Bryan had, in fact, overpaid their taxes. Now, again, it happens, but I guess the numbers involved were kind of stunning, and obviously, by law, you really need to get that money back to those people.
Yeah, it's it happens from time to time. We've had several over the past few years. We haven't had any over $600,000 that I can ever recall, Scott. This goes to show the job that the council and the staff does to keep a minimum of 60 days reserves. But here over the past few years, we've been 90 days plus, 90 to about 105 days plus. So when we have council members that are talking about reducing our reserves to that 60-day minimum that our city requirements have in place, when you have some little surprises like an additional $600,000 that has to come out of the reserves, then that's that can throw you off budget.
It's kind of like in your household budget, if the transmission goes out in the car, it's an expense that you really hadn't planned on.
It's a big expense. Yeah. Our staff has done all they can to double-check the report and do what they can on their end, and we best have this money in or we pay like a $12,000 penalty. So mm-hmm. There are companies in town that work with consultants that look at the dollars that they pay and may find something that they didn't have to pay sales tax on. And so the money is due back to the state, and we do have the money in reserves to pay for it, and it'll be taken care of.
Sure. So, well, again, just those kind of things happen. It's just when the numbers get to be that big. Now, as we get into summertime and obviously facilities needing to be used, pools and parks and that sort of situation, where are we there? I know that you've got a lot of summer programs that go on, but still, those facilities, are we seeing that possibly their age is showing up and there may be some maintenance that you didn't necessarily have planned for?
Well, over the past 2 years, we've been doing some ongoing maintenance on our pools. We're also looking at expanding some of our pools and facilities there. We've been talking about some of those over the past few months. Should have a new pool opening up this time next year at City Thomas Park. And we do have plenty of summer. You keep throwing me these curves here. So we do have summer programs available.
No, they're going to be in DeMar to talk about that. You don't have to hawk that. No, you don't have to hawk that. We don't
Bryan
have to do
Thunderbolts,
that.
Thunderbolts, our track clubs, BryanTX.gov for more information of all our summer programs going on. I'm amazed at what our Parks and Recreation Department does over the summers for not just the children, but for the adults in Bryan. So there's plenty of programs going on, but a lot of opportunities for the citizens.
Jason Bainsky joining us this morning. A couple of weeks ago when you were here, we talked about the West Side, the Walmart development, and how you were able to push that really ahead of the curve of what normal growth would be because you had an opportunity and you strike when the iron's hot. But let's go back and shift our attention over to the Target Center and in that area there. Now, granted, you've got Stripes and you've gotten a couple of restaurants in there and you've got a hotel there, but the center itself where Target is really not built out that much. And how many years are we? 3 years into that now. So that has probably not reached its potential. And at this point, are we seeing that that's really been a good decision?
Well, if we didn't have the TIF in place, you know, that was right before the market kind of crashed, real estate market went down, we would have had that Target on the east side of town. That has been a good addition for our citizens of Bryan, and not only for the citizens on the east side of Bryan, but for the citizens on the east and south side of College Station. I know a lot of our friends and family use it outside of Bryan. We have a new hotel that's proposed right next to the Target. And there's about a 200-acre development that's in the proposal in design work right now behind Target, kind of south of the Target location, all the way to University Drive. So you're going to see a big boom in development in that area here in just the next few years because we've already entered into discussions with new developers. That property is changed management. I think it's changed ownership. There's you know, a new apartment complex across the street, some new development across the street that's going in. But right next to the Target, behind Cracker Barrel, I think there's an extended stay Hilton that's going in there, a Hilton brand hotel. And then A lot of development. You'll see residential, retail, commercial, and possibly parks in that location.
Jason Mieske joining us this morning. I guess I want to zero in finally on retail itself. I mean, it's great to have the hotels coming in, and we need those, and it's especially important for Bryan because your hot dollars will continue to go up, and that can be spread out, and we, as the folks who pay taxes or live in Bryan, can benefit. But when it actually comes to a retail environment, and certainly nothing about Bryan specifically, but tell me what you feel like the feeling is in the Bryan College Station area as to retail, actual dollars and cents retail, finished goods. What's the environment in Bryan College Station in your view right now?
Well, it's... You have 50-plus thousand college students in Bryan College Station. That always contributes to retail success. Retail has always done better in Bryan College Station than some other communities in Texas. We have the Bryan Business Council that helps us with retail development and potentially recruiting retail establishments here. So we're always working to bring in. I had two or three people just in the past few weeks mentioned we need another entertainment venue for the kids here for birthday parties and weekend functions and pizza place, so to speak. So we've been working on trying to bring one of those entertainment venues here to Bryan. So our Bryan Business Council has helped us before. We're also looking at possibly redeveloping some of the older corridors in Bryan, Texas Avenue, Briarcrest, and some of those areas, and seeing what we can do to work with those businesses and fill in some of those empty boxes.
Sure. Jason Mieske joining us finally this morning. Of course, City of Bryan, along with College Station and others, sponsoring the big fireworks celebration that's going to be taking place out at the Bush Library and Museum. Nice that we don't have a burn ban this year. We actually can have plenty of fireworks to celebrate the 4th. What else you got for us that you want to share today?
Well, I guess we can't receive sales tax off the fireworks since they're outside of the city.
We can't do that. That's true. That'd be too bad.
Since we've had a wet year, I'm hoping that the families and the children will enjoy the fireworks this year. July is National Parks and Recreation Month, and to celebrate the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a Moonlight movie series on Tuesdays in July. So the first one kicks off July 7th at Tanglewood Park, and we'll be showing Goonies. Movies start at dusk, and their kid activities and concessions, snow cones, beginning at 6:30. So families are encouraged to bring their blankets, chairs, picnics, and outdoor necessities. Of course, the Bryan Animal Center is celebrating the dog days of summer. Discounted adoptions up until August 1st. It specifically talks about dogs and puppies are currently $10, but we have plenty of kittens and cats available for adoption also. July 11th, Clarabee Mouths Library, there's a free adult program for the audio celebration of Kate Rude, audio recording star who has narrated over 250 titles of for the children, young adults, and adult books. So that'll be going on at the Clare Mounts Library. Also, Scott, I know we're talking about the 4th of July this Saturday, this weekend, but Friday is First Friday in downtown.
That's
Bryan.
Right. So absolutely.
So you can celebrate the 4th of July with your family on Saturday and come out this Friday to downtown Bryan for many celebrations and wonderful activities in downtown Bryan for First Friday. And again, encourage everyone to log on to BryanTX.gov for some of our summer programs going on. Again, if you're trying to figure out what to do with your children, like I am, there's a lot of great programs going on right now, not only for the children of Bryan, but for the adults. So log on to BryanTX.gov, and happy 4th of July to you and all your listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming in this morning, Jason. That's Jason Mieske, Mayor of Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A second shuttle bus to and from Kyle Field will be running this season from downtown Bryan. Tim Lomax of the Texas A&M Transportation Institute says this accomplishes a goal of offering Aggie football fans a full game weekend experience.
So offering people something different. It's not just go to the game and tailgate. Here's something where you could go to downtown Bryan and go to dinner before the game or lunch before the game or depending on when the game time is after the game, but you've got a stress-free way to get back and forth between the game and downtown Bryan.
The shuttles will operate from in front of the Clarabee Mounts Library, which is next to the downtown Bryan parking garage. Previously announced was a shuttle lot at University and Copperfield in the parking lot of American Momentum Bank. The state controller's office will be getting a check of more than $615,000 from the city of Bryan. That's after the city council approved going into reserves to cover an overpayment made by an unidentified business between 2010 and last year.
A lot of times you can hire a sales tax auditor to come in and audit your business, and they'll tell you whether or not you've paid or overpaid sales tax, and then you can go through a process through the state to get that refunded.
City Manager Keene Register says this happens from time to time.
I've seen that for years, just never to this amount. We can't go through and check and make sure that every single sales taxpayer should or shouldn't be.
Register said if the city wanted to appeal, that would not stop the state from collecting by withholding future distributions. And by paying all at once, the city saves a $12,000 service fee. Former Texas A&M Health Science Center Chief Executive Brett Giroir has a new employer. Dr. Giroir posted on his Twitter account yesterday that he's joining the Houston-based Texas Medical Center as part of their Healthcare Technology Accelerator and their Health Policy Institute. Giroir stated his big policy issues are improving the Veterans Administration health system, the United States security and resiliency against bio threats, and expanding healthcare access in Texas. It was a month ago today that Giroir says he resigned as opposed to being fired from A&M. The election is not until next year, but an announcement has been made by State Representative John Rainey that he'll seek a third full term. Rainey has served the 14th District since winning a special election in 2011. On our website at WTAW.com is Rainey's campaign announcement. Governor Abbott has been asked to call a special session to do away with the state issuing marriage licenses.
He left the door open, and I'm grateful for that. I think they're discussing it. There are a number of legislators that are supportive in both chambers for this idea of ending government marriage.
State Representative David Simpson of Longview, who is about to formally declare a run for state Senate, proposes members of the clergy and notaries issue marriage licenses. Bryan police responding to the report of an intoxicated driver Monday night saw motorists keeping their distance from a pickup that was on the wrong side of the road. According to the arrest report, officers followed a pickup at speeds between 8 and 14 miles per hour on Finfeather over the Villa Maria Bridge to FMB Road, then west to FM 2818. By the time the truck stopped, part of the driver's side front wheel fell off after hitting multiple curbs and running over stop sticks. The driver, 57-year-old Alvin Berlin Hill of Bryan, told officers he had taken 5 muscle relaxer pills about 2 hours before the slow speed chase began. Hill was arrested for DWI with 3 or more previous convictions. In College Station, one man was arrested and a second is being sought after they were seen taking off tires and rims outside a home at 3:30 in the morning yesterday. The victim, who lives on Brussels Drive near Edelweiss Park, called 911, then stayed on the line until police arrived. After a foot chase, 29-year-old Rodney Rayon Tates of Brenham was arrested for felony theft and evading. Still on the loose is a black man about 6 feet tall and of slender build. A judge has issued a sweeping gag order in a lawsuit arising from the brawl at the Twin Peaks restaurant in Waco, in which 9 bikers were killed and 170 people were arrested.
The order was issued in the case of Matthew Clendenin, one of the bikers who was arrested and has bonded out. His attorney tried to get a copy of the Twin Peaks surveillance video of the shootout. Prosecutors objected, then sought and were granted a gag order to prevent Clendenin's attorney from talking about the case any further. Former Judge John Crusoe says such orders are rare.
99.9% of all criminal cases are processed without the hint or suggestion of the need of a gag order. So that's number one. Number two, there should be some finding by the judge based on evidence that the case will be impacted in a negative way.
Clendenin's attorney says they will appeal the gag order. LP Phillips, TSN News.
A ping from a cell phone is credited with helping find a Central Texas grandmother who had been missing for 2 days. 75-year-old Wanda Mobley of Brownwood, who was driving to McAllister, Oklahoma, was found alive after crashing her car into a ravine. She told the Associated Press she pulled herself through a broken windshield with a broken back, then soaked her T-shirt in a nearby pond to get water. Speaking from her hospital room, Mobley also said she could hear traffic passing on the road above, but she was weak and worried she would get lost trying to crawl up the ravine. WTAW News Time is 8:44. It's 76 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon with Bill Oliver or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
847 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine's in the forecast for today. It'll warm things up. We're going to see temperatures get to about 90 to 95. Winds will pick up during the day as well. By late this afternoon, there could be an isolated shower or a thunderstorm. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75. It's partly to mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for Friday. Hot on Friday, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. It's 8:48. This is kind of unusual. Pennsylvania Thoroughbred Track has canceled its racing card again. As officials deal with deer running onto the track during the races.
Oh, my. You think that hitting a car is bad?
Ooh. Yeah. One deer ran onto the track Sunday, cutting in front of the lead horse during the fourth race. Four other races scheduled that afternoon were canceled as a precaution. Officials also canceled racing cards on Monday and Tuesday while they looked into solutions.
Venison on a stick.
Yeah, but I mean...
No, they get those little whistlers like you put on the front of your car. Just hook them to the horses.
That's right, yeah. But I'm wondering, I mean, what has changed there? You know, they cleared some land or they're doing something else? And, you know, because we see it here. If you clear land someplace or there's high water or low water or whatever, animals move around as they need to. But, I don't know, a little bit strange. Okay, no broadcast home in place for the 2015 Miss USA pageant. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So I guess that has to do with Donald, huh? Donald running his mouth? That the reason?
I don't know if he owns Miss USA or not.
Oh. I thought so.
I know he owns Miss Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's.
It may be because nobody's watching Miss America or Miss USA
it
anymore.
Be, yeah.
Locate the U.S. on a world map.
Yeah.
Why do you think this is?
Yeah, really? Why? Yeah.
I personally believe.
Yeah, never mind. Not 2 days in a row. Yeah. And that was Miss Teen USA anyway. That was Miss Teen USA. Here's a shock. If you're choosing a place to live where you want to find a good, well-paid job and stretch your paycheck to cover your costs, it can be difficult, but to help out, the personal finance site Money Rates use data sources to determine the best and worst states to live and make a living in 2015. Number one, again, is Texas. Number one, again, is Texas.
Right.
As they said, cost of living and no state income tax. That's fine, but don't bring your politics with you. And if you want to show up, that's fine. Just remember, we're Texas, and we may do things a little bit differently. New study concludes that running only a few minutes a day can add 3 years to your life. You see?
What?
You see? See? That's not fair. They do one sentence to try to tell you that everything's okay. What does that mean? If you run a little bit, how far is that? Is a little bit a mile? Is a little bit 30 feet?
It depends on who you are.
Yeah.
Doing wind sprints to and from the fridge?
Yeah, exactly. Are you running stands?
Okay.
It's a little bit. Yeah, I know. Right. It's a
flashback.
Little bit,
really bad flashback.
A little bit different. A little bit different. They say it could put 3 years on your life. But I mean, running down the hall because the commercial's ending. I mean, is that what's necessary?
Never run towards an
That's
open
exactly
microphone.
Right. That's exactly right. That's, you know, Mr. Downs' number one rule. Yeah, but nonetheless. So, yeah, so they give you that one sentence right there to make you think that you've got your problem solved. Hello?
JF, if I run, I said only when chased.
Coal Banker Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coal Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, exciting guest in the studio today. I'm joined by former A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson, here to talk about his upcoming football camp.
It's a camp for middle school age kids, and it's a skills camp for all positions. So from quarterback to offensive line, defensive line, receiver, all positions. And it's focusing on skills, getting better at the actual game, leadership. There's going to be kind of a leadership lecture talking about how to be a better teammate, how to kind of work in a group. And then the last thing is going to be tons of competition.
Which kids love.
Absolutely, yes. It's always fun. I mean, because normally there's skills and there's leadership, but at the same time, it is a sport. Anytime kids get an opportunity to compete, you know, it's good for them.
And this is your second year to do it. Last year was the 7-on-7 thing. This year, open to all positions.
Yeah, so last year I did it as a team camp, which is really had a lot of fun with that, because my whole thought is I really have a passion for kids, you know, learn to be leaders and be better teammates. And so last year was a team camp strictly for skill positions, but this year, you know, I got some word that some of the big guys felt left out. So this year I decided to have a camp for all positions, an individual camp. You can come as a team, but it's you're going to be individual camp, working on individual skills, going to add in the leadership training and some games as well.
And I was reading on your website, theqbclub.com.
Yes.
How much you appreciate the fellowship of a team sport.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I had some of the best times. Some of my, you know, greatest friends came from these camp settings. Kids that I met 9th and 10th grade that I ended up playing college ball with or against, some of my lifelong friends. And so for me, I love these camp settings for kids to fellowship and meet other kids from around the state. state that are going through the same things from different places at different perspectives, that a lot of these camp situations can create, you know, friendship for a lifetime. So for me, there's no better way to fellowship than through getting better at the game you love, learning how to be a better teammate, and on top of that, competing against people your own age from around the state.
It's going to be a fun camp. So how does someone register their child for this?
You go to the website, so that's www.theqbclub.com, and click on the tab that says camp. And from there, you can see all the details. You can register on the bottom of that page. And once you get registered, you're ready to go.
Now, if someone just wants to show up day of, yes. Is that possible?
Yes, it is possible. We do suggest that you register early, you know, so we can kind of get a plan for our numbers. But at the same time, if you have a cousin who comes in town or somebody, you know, comes unexpectedly, show up. We'll be taking registrations that day, and registration starts at 8 o'clock that morning. And so if you're going to come day of, please try to get there as early as you can so we can get you set up and get you a shirt. And that's another thing. Kids are going to get, they're going to get a camp t-shirt, and they're going to get a camp playbook, and then they have chances to win prizes of hats and shirts and t-shirts and stuff like that. So it's going to be a fun time.
And this is happening July 18th?
July 18th, yes. Saturday, July 18th. Registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's a full day camp with lunch. When you register, you can click to get lunch too, and it'll go all the way until around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
And you said middle school, so we're talking 7th to 9th grade?
Yeah, so 7th, 8th, and 9th grade for next year. So it's last year's 6th, 7th, 8th graders. Next year's 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. If you have any questions or concerns, you can contact me at qbclubofhouston@gmail.com. And looking forward to, you know, having a great camp. We had a great turnout last year, and it's going to be lots of former NFL, NCAA players and coaches coaching your kids, and some of the current A&M players. My cousin plays at that school in Austin, so he's bringing some of his friends. It's going to be a great staff, you know, a lot of young, energetic coaches who love nothing more than to pour into your kids and fellowship with them for a little bit. So I'm looking forward to it. Had a great turnout last year, and just hope for this year can make it even better.
To get involved with Jerron Johnson's football camp, visit theqbclub.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have four wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of eighth grade, is also into basketball. And two girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RalloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RalloInsurance.com.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I had no idea. You know, we kind of had to juggle the last 40 minutes of the show. I was so concerned we weren't going to have time to do this story, but.
Yeah! Miss Loretta.